Audrey walked slowly up to the temple, looked in, and walked slowly back. All that walk for nothing. Perhaps the master was upstairs in his room. Not well dressed enough for the drawing-room. Well now, Auntie, would you like anyone in your drawing-room with a red handkerchief round his neck, and great big dusty boots, and—listen! One of the men shooting rabbits. Auntie was partial to a nice rabbit and onion sauce. How hot it was! She wouldn't say no to a cup of tea. Well, one thing. Mr. Robert wasn't staying the night. He hadn't any luggage. Of course, Mr. Mark could lend him things. He had clothes enough for six. She would have known him anywhere for Mr. Mark's brother. She came into the house. As she passed the housekeeper's room on her way to the hall, the door opened suddenly, and a rather frightened face looked out.
"Hello, Aud," said Elsie. "It's Audrey," she said, turning into the room. "Come in, Audrey," called Mrs. Stevens.
"What's up?"
said Audrey, looking in at the door.
"Oh, my dear, you gave me such a turn. Where have you been?"
"Up to the temple."
"Did you hear anything?"
"Hear what?"
"Bangs and explosions and terrible things."
"Oh,"
said Audrey, rather relieved.
"One of the men shooting rabbits. Why, I said to myself as I came along, 'Auntie's partial to a nice rabbit,' I said, and shouldn't be surprised if—"
"Rabbits!" said her aunt scornfully. "It was inside the house, my girl."
"Straight it was," said Elsie. She was one of the housemaids. "I said to Mrs. Stevens, didn't I, Mrs. Stevens? 'That was in the house,' I said.